am at the CHFA trade show with two amazingly good-looking brothers, Chris and Peter Neal. And no, they're both married. Unfortunately, I already tried that for my girlfriend. But anyways, so you guys have a line of products under your own name, Neal Brothers. Tell me a bit about what you guys are doing.
We're trying to be innovative. We've been in the market for about 27 years now. We started with gourmet croutons made out of mom's kitchen. And
like literally?
Literally. 27 years ago. Pete was still in university. I just graduated. And he said, hey, bro, let's start a business. And out of that started gourmet croutons.
Tell me about some of the lines that you guys are producing under your own name.
Well, we started originally with the croutons, then we moved to tortilla chips, so stone ground, organic, always trying to produce product that was cleaner, natural. And back in the 90s, it was really hard to find source for organic products. So as supply increased, we were able to do that for salsa, organic salsa and pasta sauce, all sorts of cheese snacks and popcorns and tortilla chips. And we just recently launched our own line of kettle-style potato chips, doing a collaboration with great chefs in Canada like Vikram Vidge from Vidge's Cuisine out in Vancouver. And then also a line of mayos that are interesting. As Chris said, innovative, some interesting flavors, sriracha and truffle and lime, and also making them really clean and making them local in Canada.
Now, for our listeners, what does it mean to have a clean product from your perspective?
Oh, there's a pride factor for sure. I mean, it's got our name on it. Not everyone can say that. So we've got to look in the mirror and make sure we're putting the right product out, product that our kids will eat, that our families will eat. Our pantries are stocked with Neal Brothers foods, and not just because they're Neal Brothers foods, but because they're good, they're healthy, they're interesting, and that's what we really look for.
And back in the 90s when you started, I mean, organic was the hippie generation. Were you guys like hippie boys, or what? Why organic back then?
No, but we saw the trend moving towards that. We thought if we could make it cleaner and we could help the environment, we could help in sustainability of the environment, then you know, we could be producing something that would also stand out in the market. So it was about doing the right thing and trying to do something different. And no, definitely not. I didn't even own a pair of Birkenstocks until about 10 years after that. But it's funny, we went to a place north of Toronto where we were told they were growing organic produce, and that was like Freakville, right? So, and it was literally a commune, and I think we were back in the car in about two and a half seconds flat. But you just couldn't source it back then. People have a hard time believing that. But you know, at the time, you also couldn't get on a computer and Google up and try to find out where organic produce was growing. So we got to remember, 20 years ago was like a lifetime.
I always say that kids who are in, you know, starting their own businesses nowadays have such an advantage compared to us back in our 20s as well. I'd be retiring like a millionaire right now if I had a computer back 20 years ago. Talk a bit about other brands and the claims they make that you know that aren't necessarily true. How does that affect you guys in the work that you're doing? Well, I know that's a tough question, I know. And we don't have to name any brands, but I'll tell you what I know. I know that there was a baker locally who was claiming that he was making gluten-free breads. And I used to own a gluten-free bakery. And it's expensive, and my breads were more expensive. But he was using products that weren't gluten-free. How do you feel about people cutting corners and doing what is obviously very wrong?
You know, going back to the computer, it's really interesting. It's difficult to cheat these days. The consumers are savvy. They're smart. And, you know, legislation from a government point of view, as much as we all don't like it, is really trying to crack down on some of the claims companies are making. And, again, going back to Peter and I, all we can do is be as true as we can. Again, very different because we put our name on the bag. We feel incredibly responsible for the product we're putting out. And we're maybe not always the cleanest, but I think whatever we try to put out is playing in a category. And in that category, we're just trying to do exciting innovation and still staying as clean as possible.
And that's true. I mean, you can't be 100% clean all the time, but I think that the obvious things you can be. Talk a bit about some of your lines, maple bacon, sriracha. Whose idea was it to be out there as far as taste and flavors?
Well, I think we both approached it knowing that, you know, the kettle chips have been out for a long time. We started selling Cape Cod potato chips in Canada 25 years ago. We still sell kettle brand potato chips out of the U.S. So we knew that going into it, that we needed to do something different, which is why we partnered up with Vikram Vidge. It's why we tried to find ingredients that were somewhat different. And as Chris said, you know, it's not easy to cheat and finding really clean and standing for, you know, the claims that you're making on your bag. And if you're going to be Project Verified non-GMO, for instance, now, they go way beyond what the standards are and the sourcing is and the verification is for even organic.
I think that consumers are just tired of getting products that are just, you know, potato's not a potato anymore or corn's not corn anymore. How much more expensive is it to be non-GMO certified? Is it increase your bottom line by 10%, by 20%?
I think you're getting into an area that we've been very conscious of. When we first got into organics, there were people who were making margin on organics like there was no tomorrow. You know, the consumer was being told that it was very hard to source ingredients, and manufacturers were cheating on that. And I think from the very beginning, Peter and I have been very true. And it's one of the reasons our blue corn tortilla chips are known across the country. We were up against a brand that was probably selling for $5.99 in Toronto in 1992, 1993, and we came out with a bigger bag at $2.99. There is a responsibility to your consumer base, and I think as each of these trends come along, a new trend starts, and some of the early adopters as brands are profiting on it, profiting heavily at the expense of the consumer. And I don't think, or it's one thing I think that Peter and I are very proud of, and that's we never have attempted to do that. That's not in our game plan. We're in it for the long term. We want to be sustainable. We want to be a brand that people have confidence in and feel good about consuming.
Not having to read your labels all the time to see who you are and what you're doing. Where do you think the industry is going for 2015, 16? Anything new happening in the industry?
Yeah, there's a lot happening. I mean, you'll continue to see innovation. You're seeing a lot of interest from consumers, but also from investors on the sides of the field right now, looking to spend that extra money on R&D. You're seeing all sorts of trends in raw and in prebiotic food and fermented foods, and taking items like you're seeing this crazy growth of beverage with, it went from coconut water to now cold brew coffee. I think consumers are looking again to sort of challenge themselves, not just on a health food front, but on a crazy, unique, interesting, different food flavor profile. So you're seeing a lot of ethnic flavors come through, like a sriracha. I think the next one will be, maybe Korean gochujang. And you're seeing these trends, and they're real, and they're happening, and they're being presented by really cool, young, innovative entrepreneurs, millennials, who've got some, they're not afraid of anything. They're not just out to make $1 billion, and they're willing to put a product on the market more for passion and for, an extension of their personality than just trying to make a ton of money.
And those are the ones that become successful, and again, long-term. What is your website address?
www.neilbrothersfoods.com.
Thank you so much for being on HealthRadio.fm.
Great to chat with you, beautiful lady.
You're so funny.
Thanks a ton.